We mentioned in the last chair that there's a chiv de'raisa to give tzedakah first to your kroivim. And this is gepaskent in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Nun Aleph Sif Gimel. And the makar, the source, is an open pasuk in Parashas Re'eh. When the pasuk is talking about the mitzvah of tzedakah, it says, it's in Perek Tezvav, pasuk Yud Aleph in Parashas Re'eh. It says, when you have an evyoin in your aretz, in your land, pasoyach tiftach es yotcha, open your hands, la'achicha, to your brother, la'aniecha, to the poor person, uli evyoinecha, uli evyoincha be'aretzecha. So the Vilna Gaon brings this, a free darshan, the pasuk in Pshutoi, that the first one goes, la'achicha, to your brother, that's an ani. That it's a chi of deraisa, that your brother goes first. And we mention up to at least half of your tzedakah has to go to your relatives. Be'etzem, Rav Moshe writes in his famous tshuva, Rav Moshe, in Igros Moshe, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Mem Dalet, says really it should be even much more than half. And Rav Moshe holds you have to give roiv of your tzedakah to your relatives. He says really you should have to give everything. If their relatives still need, he says it'll be a chil Hashem. If everyone will only give to their relatives and they won't give to any other tzedakah, people may not realize that these people are giving tzedakah. That's why they don't give tzedakah to anything. Any moisid or any other organization, they give zero. So Rav Moshe says you should give a chil gadol, a majority of tzedakah to your relatives, and only after that can you give to other tzedakahs. The Chazon Ish said you should do half and half. But everyone agrees the greatest kula is that at least half of a person's tzedakah has to go to his relatives. This is what we said in the last chair. So I got some feedback. Somebody told me, comes out an incredible thing. Somebody can give a couple of million dollars of tzedakah. And if he doesn't give at least half of that amount to any of his relatives that are in need, it comes out that even though he's an unbelievable Baal Tzedakah, he is not matzliach in fulfilling the mitzvah of tzedakah. And the answer is, that is 100% correct. Of course, he will get schar for giving tzedakah. But at the same time, he is not doing the mitzvah of tzedakah properly. And then, I add it on to the person, let's look at another twist. Can you imagine if somebody goes to a certain moysid and he's going and he's dedicating something that the organization needs, the yeshiva needs it, and he's going and he's making a donation, he's giving a couple $100,000. Now let's say he has a nephew, one of his brothers or a sister's children are in this moysid, and they have a chayiv, they have money that they don't owe tuition. It comes out, not only is he not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzedakah properly, he's not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzedakah to this moysid properly. This actual tzedakah that he's giving to this specific yeshiva, he's not being matzliach to fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah. Forget about that he's not doing it correctly in the overall picture. Even in this tzedakah that he's doing right now, he's obligated when he gives that money to this tzedakah, to this organization, to this moysid yeshiva, he's obligated to say first I'm going to take the money and I'm going to go pater. I want a receipt sent to my brother or my sister that their tuitions are pater, their chayv goes off, that they owe, that they can't afford. Then only after that am I allowed to give you a donation to the actual moysid besides that. And if he doesn't do that, comes out that his whole tzedakah, even to this yeshiva he's giving to, he's doing it not properly. He's not, isn't that a scary thought? That as much as the unbelievable tzedakah he's doing over here, but of course he'll get tzchar for that, but at the same time, he's being over and not fulfilling the pasuk says, la'achicha, your brother goes first. I don't want to go into this because the Rav Vosner Sheva Levi says it goes much further, it could go even to cousins, but at least to your brothers and your sisters is a clear chiv de'iraisa that they go first. And I want to end with the following story. Somebody that I know well, A Chassidish younger man told me that in his family, all he has a bunch of brothers, and just about everybody in the family is struggling for parnasa. He said, besides, he has one brother that's very well-to-do. And he said, I want to tell you something. This brother that's very well-to-do, he supports most of all the siblings. He supports and pays all their schalimas and their tuitions and all their stuff that they need. And the brother told him, his brother's young. And listen to what his brother told him. He said, you know, they're Hasidish. And he said, many times I'm offered, you should know, we're going to have a Rebbe come stay by your house. And the Rebbe will stay by your house. You have to go ahead and give towards the Rebbe's Moises. Give, you know, a nice amount of money. You'll be zeichet to have the Rebbe come stay by you and people will come into you. And this brother said that you should know I have a tremendous yetzahara for it. I really would love to have the Rebbe stay in my house, but I realize that al pi halacha, the mitzvah of tzedakah, midei raisus, to first give your own relatives and to support my brothers and sisters and all their expenses for their children. This is what we have to learn. We may not get as much respect for it, as much covet for it in the world, but this is our obligation of the mitzvah and the Torah of tzedakah. May we all be zeicha to fulfill the mitzvah of the tzedakah the way Hashem wants it properly.